Are you worried about losing your home to foreclosure? If you've been threatened with foreclosure or receive legal papers from your bank, you have approximately 30 days to respond. If you do not respond, you could lose your home. You have rights. Act now to protect your rights. You can stay in your home. Many times you can even modify your loan. The bottom line is you can get past this, but you must act right now. If you've been served by your bank and you're worried about losing your home to foreclosure, now is the time to fight back and save your home. Time is limited, so call the professionals at National Foreclosure Defense right now.
800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. That number again is 800-708-7922.
This is Killer Innovations, a show about ideas, creativity, and how you can innovate. Welcome to the Innovator's Garage, where you learn to create your next game-changing killer innovation.
Welcome to this week's Killer Innovations, a show about creativity, innovation, design. I'm your host, Phil McKinney. We are back live in the studio this week. The last three weeks, we've been playing pre-recorded shows. I've been on the road traveling, just got back. Most recently, I just got back from Poland on Friday. So I'll share a little bit about that in the fourth segment, about what I was doing there, what's going on in Poland from the startup communities, entrepreneurs that are there, but also some pretty interesting things going on with the kids there and the activities that we did with a Coder Dojo in Warsaw, Poland last week. And that kind of feeds into this week's guest. This week's guest is not one that we traditionally have had in the past. We've had everybody from Vince Cerf, who's the inventor of the internet on this show. We've had Sir Tim Berners-Lee, the inventor of the World Wide Web on this show. Bob Metcalf, the inventor of Ethernet's been on this show. But I have to say that today's guest is by far the youngest guest I've ever had on this show in the 12 years that we've been doing the show. So actually, interestingly enough, this show is older than the guest, which is to say one thing, right? So Jack Bonneau is the founder and CEO of Jack's Stands and Marketplaces. Now, Jack, he's 10 years old. So like I said, the show's been around for 12 years. Jack is a total of 10 years old. He's a sixth grader. He's in a STEM magnet school here in Colorado. And Jack has these lemonade stands. He started it in the summer of 2014. And it's really about, kid entrepreneurs getting out there, trying their hand at business early, get those experiences when, as I jokingly say, when mom and dad are still covering your expenses, to be able to get that experience under your belt. You can't start it too soon. So, hey, Jack, thanks a lot. I know this is Sunday of July 4th weekend, but I appreciate you taking the time out to come and join us on the show. So thanks for coming on.
Yeah, no problem.
So, Jack, tell us a little bit about yourself. I mean, I'm sitting here, and actually it was quite funny on how you and I connected. You actually sent a tweet to Kim McNicholas, who I'm not quite sure how you know Kim, but Kim is a longtime friend. She has a radio show on Thursdays in Silicon Valley. I've been on her show many times. And when you tweeted her, she pointed you my direction because she thought you'd be a good guest for my show. So through a roundabout way, even though we both live in Colorado, via Silicon Valley, you got introduced back. But tell me a little bit about yourself. You're 10 years old. You're going to a STEM magnet school. Give us a little bit of your background, albeit all 10 years of it.
So I have been doing piano for 6 years. I've been doing piano and karate. And I've also been doing karate for 6 years. I just got my black belt.
A 10-year-old black belt. Look out.
And I just like playing with my friends. My favorite subject is math. And just like playing with my mom and dad and my friends.
So how well you started this first lemonade stand in 2014. So that was 2 years ago. So what was it? Was it just doing the normal lemonade stand in the front lawn of your parents' house, or what was it? What was the catalyst for the first lemonade stand?
I started my first lemonade stand in the Orchards Farmers Market. This whole thing started because I wanted the Lego Star Wars Death Star. Yes, a toy. $400, and I asked my dad if I could get it. He said I could, but I would have to pay for it. So I'm like, well, how am I going to make $400? He suggested that I start the lemonade stand. I thought it was a great idea, and I knew if I put it on my front lawn, it would take forever to get $400. So we started it at the Orchards Farmers Market. In 2014, I operated it for about 12 weeks, and total revenue was $2,000, and my total profit was $900.
So hold it, hold it, hold it. So in 12 weeks, you made $2,000 and walked away with $900 in your pocket. So
Yes.
did you go buy two Death Stars?
No, just one, but I got it.
The Orchards Farmers Market, it's a Saturday's farmers market.
A Sunday's
Oh, it's
farmers
a
market.
Sunday's farmers market.
I was actually just running it today.
Oh, it's that's true. Today is Sunday. And it's in Colorado has a lot of farmers markets. And you either have Saturday farmers markets or Sunday's farmers markets. And so, what was it like? Did what was that first year's experience? What are some of the things you learned in that first year?
Well, it was just so fun, and I got a lot of valuable experiences from it. I learned about entrepreneurship. I learned about financial literacy and business. I gained social skills and life skills. I got to greet customers. I got to serve customers. I just broke out of the shy shell that I was in.
Well,
And I
I
want
can definitely tell. I can definitely tell you're not shy anymore. When you first started out, is it you just simply, set a table there, write your name on a poster board? How was the whole process of getting from the idea that your dad challenged you with in order to start the lemonades so you could make the money for your game? To actually doing it that first Sunday. What was kind of that process that you went through to get from idea to that first Sunday you were up and running?
So actually, my dad gave me seed money of about $1,000, and we built a stand together. And we, my dad created a profit and loss statement so we could actually go through the and actually figure out how much money I actually made. We got all the proper health permits, all the licenses, sales tax licenses. And then we applied for the farmers market and got in.
So what was probably the, was there any big surprises during that whole process from the time of going through the idea? Because it sounds like, you had to, you got to get your health permit, you got to get a sales tax permit. Did you form a company or did you run this as without having it be a company?
Well, it was sole proprietorship,
Okay.
but we knew about we had to get the health permits and the licenses. So no big surprises, but
I don't know. A lot of people that I know that have to deal with getting government anything is a surprise, right? About how long or how hard does it take to make that all those pieces work and come together. So
yeah.
what you know so you know the first Sunday I'm guessing was a little bit of a learning process of doing it the first time out. Was that kind of your practice run? Did you try something before you went to the farmers market, or was literally that first Sunday in the farmers market was first day in business?
I honestly didn't know what to expect. So my dad just told me, Jack, just sit behind the stand, and reach out to the customer to bring them in. So I just started doing that. It was it's a little tough getting me going just because I was an 8-year-old and it's pretty shy, but I started and
I'm just trying to imagine what I'm trying to remember what I was doing when I was 8 years old. It wasn't running a lemonade stand that was pulling in $2,000 in 12 weeks. Let me tell you that much. So did it get easier then in the subsequent weeks? Cause then you kind of knew what to expect.
Yeah, it got much easier because I could just set up without my dad having to barely tell me anything. I could just start selling the lemonade, make a good profit.
So how many hours are you open then at the farmer's market? What are your hours on a typical Sunday?
So I have 6 locations, and I have 2 at Southwest Plaza Mall, which are running all the time, and I have 4 other farmer's markets. The Broomfield Farmer's Market, which is Tuesdays, 4 to 7. Louisville is Saturdays, 9 to 1 a.m., Sundays, Orchards, 9 to 2, and then the Erie, which is 5 to 8 p.m.
Okay, well, we're going to take a quick break here. We're going to hop off to a commercial break, but we got to come back. We're going to pick up our conversation with Jack Minow talking about his 6 locations. We've got a lemonade mogul here who started at 7 and is going to corner the lemonade market. So don't go anywhere. We're going to be right back. You're listening to Killer Innovations on the BizTalk Radio Network. I'm your host, Phil McKinney. Stay right there. You're not going to want to miss the rest of this conversation.
Attention to all listeners of this station who suffer from any kind of pain, whether it's back pain, joint pain, arthritis pain, foot pain, or even diabetic foot pain, we have breaking news. There are changes with Medicare and insurance companies that may benefit you. These changes may now allow you to receive safe yet very powerful pain relief treatment items covered by Medicare and your insurance. Thousands of customers have been sent these proven pain relief systems that now may be available to you. With your qualification, you could receive these pain relief systems, which may be covered by Medicare and your insurance company, at little or no cost to you and include free shipping. Call now and use the special code RADIO to activate and confirm your eligibility. Call right now at 888-452-3416, 888-452-3416, 888-452-3416, again, 888-452-3416.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. And we have great rates for smokers, too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Have you heard? Proactiv Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited time offer. Give us a call at 800-726-1031, because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv Plus risk-free and get 2 free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactiv Plus now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactiv Plus, 2 free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-726-1031. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-726-1031. That's 800-726-1031.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
BizTalkRadio.com. This is Killer Innovations, a show about ideas, creativity, and how you can innovate. Welcome to the Innovator's Garage, where you learn to create your next game-changing killer innovation.
Welcome back to Killer Innovations. This is your host, Phil McKinney. This is a show about creativity, innovation, and design. We've had a lot of different guests over the 12 years of this show, being a weekly, a lot of guests, as I said. As we came into the first segment, this, however, has to be the youngest guest I've ever had. Jack Minow is 10 years old, started off 2 years ago at 7 with a lemonade stand, now has 6 locations, and I guess lack for a better description, he's setting up a franchise model to let other kids be able to run their run these lemonade stands. So, Jack, let's pick up where we were as we came out of the last segment. 6 locations. Do you have multiple stands, or do you just have one that you move around to serve all of those?
So I have 3 stands that me and my dad run around to each farmer's market.
And do you run them, or do you have have you hired your friends to help run these stands?
So in 2015, I had finished my lemonade stands and was starting up, and I had such a great time. I wanted to let other kids have the great experience I did about learning about entrepreneurship, business, gaining social skills, and confidence, and making some money and having fun. So we created jackstands.com, and there they could sign up for a date and location to run one of my lemonade stands. So we provide all the lemonade stand, all the beverages, proper permits, proper licensing, insurance, and training. So we would run through how to greet and serve the customer, how to make change, how to take credit card, and how to track their sales. And then at the end of the day, we go through mini profit and loss statement. So I have other kids operating the stands, but when there is no kid offering the stands, I will jump in.
So you got your own little mini workforce here, and at the same time, giving them work experience through the whole process.
Yes.
So during the commercial break, we got a question in on the Facebook live feed asking about what are the ingredients in your lemonade. So why don't you talk us back through that. So what actually goes into the lemonade that you serve at your lemonade stand?
So we actually don't make our own lemonade. We buy it. It's Newman's Own Lemonade. We use that because it's all natural, organic, and all of their profits go to charity. So that's a good cause, and it also saves us from all these health permits and all of the health stuff.
Yeah, I could only imagine if you were trying to, 9-year-old kid with a knife trying to cut lemons in half to squeeze them. There could be an OSHA problem right there off the bat before you even started squeezing the lemonades.
Yeah, and it also tastes great.
Yeah, actually, and Newman's is you know, Paul Newman was always famous for the Newman's Lemonade, which now the Newman's brand is all run by his daughter. And they always had a big program of donating all the profits to charity for Newman's popcorn and Newman's salad dressing. And now you're part of the whole equation with Newman's Lemonade and Jack's Lemonade Stand. So you've got six stands in the area. Are there other kids outside of Colorado who are copying your model, doing what you're doing?
Not yet, but I'm looking to expand to my first location outside of Colorado, which is into downtown Detroit, Michigan. We chose that place because there is a young entrepreneur, Asian Newsom, and we found her on the Ellen Show, and she is an entrepreneur. She sells candles and basically teaches disadvantaged youth in Detroit how to go door to door and be an entrepreneur and sell her candles. So we're looking to get one of my stands into the Eastern market and have Asia and those kids operate it.
So how did those? Okay, now you totally surprised me here. So back up. So how did you meet her then again on the Ellen Show?
Yes, we saw her on the Ellen Show, and we reached out to her, and we were driving out to the Today Show, and we on the way we stopped in Detroit to see her.
Okay, and so she does candles. How old is she?
She is 13 years old, but she started when she was 5 years old.
Holy smokes.
Yeah.
So there's a whole underground of these young kids going out and, you know, not waiting for anybody else. They're going to go off and create their business even at a very young age. So she does candles today working with disadvantaged youth. You reached out to her, and now you're coordinating with her to set up your first stand outside of Colorado in Detroit. Is that correct?
Yeah. Yes.
Wow. So when do you think that stand's going to open?
Maybe this summer. We're hoping as soon as possible.
Oh, wow. That is great. So then she would actually be the one coordinating the other kids in Detroit to work that stand, kind of like how you do it here in Northern Colorado.
Yeah, she'd be basically me out there.
Yeah. Interesting. And so what are your long-term plans? You've got, you know, you got the Jack's Lemonade Stand. You're now a lemonade mogul here in Northern Colorado with your lemonade stands. What do you do next?
Well, I actually have a marketplace, Jack's Marketplaces, where I sell other young entrepreneurs' products, and I'll work with them to tell their inspirational stories and sell their products. So we have marketplaces.
So what are some of those other products that you found from other young entrepreneurs?
So we have Sweepy Sisters lip balm, lotion bars, and sugar scrubs. They didn't know what their parents were part-time beekeepers, and they didn't know what to do with extra beeswax, so they just decided to create lip balms, lotion bars, and sugar scrubs. And then we also have some healthy dog treats. Ryan from Rise Referee, his dog was getting obese due to the dog treats that his dog was eating. So he created some healthier dog treats, got on Shark Tank, and struck a deal with Barbara Corcoran.
and you now carry her product in Jack's Marketplace. So
yep,
you now
in 1,000 Target stores and all of Petco.
Wow, how old is this kid?
He's 14, I believe.
Okay, at 14, I was busy trying to, you know, get my fastball down for Little League. That was my objective. That was my objective at 14. I wasn't out. I shouldn't say that. I had my grass cutting business, but that was, you know, that was just enough to pay for my Boy Scout campouts. I wasn't pulling in the kind of money you're talking about. So, in the case of the marketplace, how many different products do you have in the marketplace now?
So, we have 12 different products in the marketplace. We're looking to expand, but we have a lot of different products.
Great. Stay right there. We're going to be right back after this quick commercial break to continue our conversation with Jack and this whole underground market of young entrepreneurs. So stay right there. You're listening to Kill Innovations on the BizTalk Radio Network.
Do you want to take the great shows of BizTalk Radio wherever you go? Well, now you can with the new BizTalk Radio app for iPhone and Android devices. Now all the great shows of BizTalk Radio are with you wherever you go, just an arm's reach away on your smartphone. Download today at the App Store or the Google Play Store and get the brand new BizTalk Radio app. It's biz for you wherever you go with the new BizTalk Radio app.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370, 800-605-5370, call 800-605-5370.
Hey, Bob, how's business? Is the new website helping?
Not good. I can't figure out how to get the website finished. How did you do it?
Easy. I called web.com. They built my website for free. Then they promoted it on all the search engines.
Like Google, Yahoo, and Bing?
Exactly. And web.com has helped grow my business so much, I had to bring on new staff.
Call now. 1-800-535-9652. That's 1-800-535-9652.
There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions Now. Time is running out.
Call 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. With a troubled economy and government spending out of control, they've been forced to promote loose money policies, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. Birch Gold Group can help you protect your savings by rolling over all or a portion of your IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the best gold prices in years and enjoy the long-term hedge against inflation that gold provides. provides by moving into a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today for a free consultation on how a tax-free rollover to a gold IRA can offer stability, protection, and the peace of mind that your life savings, which you've worked so hard to build, is safe. Call 888-999-1351 and receive Birch Gold's free information kit, which offers the best-kept secrets for safeguarding your savings with gold. Call 888-999-1351. That's 888-999-1351.
BizTalkRadio.com.
This is Killer Innovations, a show about ideas, creativity, and how you can innovate. Welcome to the Innovator's Garage, where you learn to create your next game-changing killer innovation.
Before we jump back into the show, I want to thank our sponsor today. Now, you're probably saying, now hold on here, Phil. You've been doing this show for 12 years, and you've never had a sponsor. You'd be absolutely correct, but I'll explain why in a minute. A common ask that I get from innovators is how to take that idea and turn it into something real, make it real. Now, you may have tried some of those outsourcing sites looking for technical or design expertise. And I don't know about your experience. I've done a couple mobile apps through those systems and others. I've always just been disappointed. They just never have worked out. Our sponsor for this show is TopTal, and TopTal is different. For starters, they screen both the technical and design talent to the point where on their site they advertise that only 3% get accepted into the TopTal network. In reality, it's about 1.6% are the ones that actually qualify to be top technical talent or top design talent. Companies using TopTal range from Pfizer to JP Morgan, large multinationals, down to startups like Airbnb and Zendesk. And for listeners of Killer Innovations, you can try TopTal at zero risk. Start a project, and if within the first 2 weeks you aren't convinced that they're just absolutely killing it, you get 100% of your money back. Plus, you get to keep the deliverables. So go over to toptal.com/Phil and start your project. Better yet, drop me a note over at phil@killerinnovations.com. I'll make you a personal introduction. They'll give you the VIP treatment. And let's face it, everybody really enjoys the VIP treatment. So why am I allowing TopTal to sponsor this episode? First, my mission is to equip you, the listeners of the show, with knowledge, skills, and tools so that you can take your idea and do something, actually launch that innovation. And I like TopTal. I've checked them out. I've gotten to know the CEO. The CEO was a guest on the show a long time ago, and that started this relationship. Their team is great. Their top technical resources are absolutely top-notch. Second, taking on a sponsor helps cover the cost of producing the show. I've been funding this show out of my pocket for 12 years, and by accepting a sponsorship, it allows me to put more funds into the nonprofits I support, which are hackingautism.org and pioneer.education. As you know, if you've been a longtime listener to this show, you know that this isn't about making money. 100% of the monies we receive, including all the author royalties for my book, all go to the charities. So what are you waiting for? As I've said 1,000 times in this show, an idea without execution is a hobby, and we're not in the hobby business. So go over to toptal.com/Phil, start your project. And or you can, again, drop me a note at phil@killerinnovations.com, and I'll make that VIP treatment, and we'll get you started. Don't wait. This is the time to start that project. So let's pick up where we left off in the show. As I said at the top of the show, I've got my youngest guest I've ever had on this show, but one that I can honestly say has been one of the better interviews I've had in a long time. It's been a real eye-opener about this underground group of young entrepreneurs that aren't waiting for somebody else to give them that experience. They're going to go out and do it on their own. So, Jack, during the commercial break, you shared one very interesting statistic, and it's really around, you know, in the past, when I was a kid, it was going out and doing the paper routes. But there aren't paper routes anymore.
Yeah, in 1980, there were about 1 million paper boys and girls. And now, paper routes really don't exist for kids today and opportunities like that.
Yeah, because the paper routes were always for the younger kids, right? Because you had to be over 14 at some point. In some states, it's over 15 to work in a restaurant like a McDonald's or whatever. But for the really young kids, it was always, you know, the paper routes or flyer deliveries, you know. But nobody does flyers anymore. Yeah. Everybody does everything by email or social media. The digitization of today has kind of taken up. So is that your mission then? You're taking Jack Stands and also the marketplace and trying to create your own little what I call ecosystem, bringing all the young entrepreneurs together to create these opportunities?
Yes, exactly. I want to give these kids this opportunity back so they can learn about entrepreneurship and just go back, basically. Just,
So one of the common questions we're getting in on the live Facebook live feed is around what is it you want to do when you grow up? Now I'm gonna guess that this is a you know, one, you're 10, but I'm guessing, given you know you've been on a bunch of national TV shows, you've had articles, you know you're at 10 years old, you're getting a pretty high profile, and I'm guessing every person who's ever interviewed you has asked you the same question. But I can tell you from the questions I'm getting from the listeners on the live feed, they want to know. So what is it you want to do what do you want to be as your profession when you grow up?
So I have a few different choices. I might want to just keep growing Jack Stands and be an entrepreneur when I grow up. That's probably my way in one because I just love running my business. I might be an engineer. I like math, so goes with that. So those are basically my top two choices.
Okay, so math or being an entrepreneur, or being an engineer or being an entrepreneur. Who inspires you? I mean, you're in business, you're running a business. Is there anybody out there that you kind of model, you follow, maybe you read about or you're interested in? Is there anybody out there that inspires you or who's your hero?
Well, first of all, my mom and dad, they work 24/7. They just inspire me. But I also like Peyton Manning. He's one of my role models. I mean, he never gives up almost all of my TV shows, I wear my Manning jersey.
Well, and actually, the picture that you sent in for the promotion for this show, you're wearing your Peyton Manning jersey in the promotion. So, for those of the listeners, if you hop on over onto the Kill Innovations Facebook page or onto my fan page, you'll see Jack's picture there as part of the promotion going into this week's show. And you can see Jack wearing his Peyton Manning jersey. Of course, we're all in Colorado too, right?
Yeah.
We got to watch Peyton in the Super Bowl.
So
you've got your six stands here in Colorado. You've got Detroit coming on next, with a stand going into downtown Detroit. Any other activities underway, or is it just kind of just run those for a little while and get all that worked out?
So last weekend I actually was invited down to the Aspen Ideas Festival.
A 10-year-old gets an invite to the Aspen Ideas Festival. Okay, there's probably 500 listeners of this podcast are now rolling on the floor because they cannot get an invite to the Aspen Ideas Festival. So what did you tell them at the Aspen Ideas Festival?
Well, I spoke about how jobs don't exist for kids today. I'm looking to get a stand in Aspen.
So you're going to franchise. You can corner everybody at the Ideas Festival by the fact that they're going to come to you for their lemonade.
Yes. And actually, we operated two stands at the Aspen Ideas Festival. And my big idea was just get everyone involved or get youth involved in your efforts.
So, Jack, as we wrap up, we're coming to the end of the segment here. If people want to follow what you're doing, where can they find you?
So they can go to facebook.com/capital J for Jax. And then capital STANDS, Jax Stands.
Jax Stands, okay.
And then for Twitter, www.jackstands.com. And my Twitter is twitter.com/JackBenoit.
Okay, Jack Benoit. And I'll have all those links in the show notes. So anybody listening, you want to reach out and track what Jack is doing to see what the next Elon Musk of lemonade stands is going to be up to over his career, we will have all the links in that. Hey, Jack, I know we've had to reschedule this a few times. I appreciate your and your parents' flexibility in getting this to happen. I really enjoyed it. I do wish you the best of luck. I think you're onto something here, particularly trying to fill those jobs for young kids to let them have that experience, the experience that, you know, your parents have enabled you to have in entrepreneurialism and confidence and dealing with the public. So I wish you the absolute best of luck. And when we come back, we'll come back into the fourth segment. I'll share with you what my work's been in Warsaw, Poland with Coder Dojo, working with kids there. So stay right there.
Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot, Jack.
And thank you.
We'll be right back after this quick commercial break. Bye-bye.
Are you being audited? And do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Is the IRS threatening to take more of your money? Don't fight the IRS alone. The Tax Doctor is here to help you negotiate a lower tax bill. The IRS can freeze your assets and seize your bank accounts, but you can stop these IRS actions. The Tax Doctor will fight for you using industry secrets that can stop any IRS actions, eliminate penalties and interest, and reduce your past tax bill so you pay the IRS less. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call the Tax Doctor now for a free IRS audit emergency review. 800-215-1727, 800-215-1727, 800-215-1727, 800-215-1727.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, that's 800-430-7570.
Has your life changed? Are you now in a situation where you need health insurance? Here's some simple advice. Call our health insurance hotline right now. This free service will do all the work for you. Shop the health insurance marketplace and find the plan that best meets your health insurance needs. Don't get lost searching for plans on your own. Let a licensed agent help you for free. According to a report on CNN Money, almost half of those eligible for subsidies are paying less than $3 a day for bronze or silver plans. Remember, under Obamacare, most Americans qualify for health insurance. So get ready to let us do all the work for you and find out the best health insurance plan for your needs. Call this number now.
800-659-7975. 800-659-7975. For your free health insurance quote, call now. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-439-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality.
quality for less money.
Call 877-439-MYTV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-439-MYTV. That's 1-877-439-MYTV.
Cancel the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call 877-439-MYTV. That's 1-877-439-MYTV.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
BizTalkRadio.com.
This is Killer Innovations, a show about ideas, creativity, and how you can innovate. Welcome to the Innovator's Garage, where you learn to create your next game-changing killer innovation.
Welcome back to Killer Innovations. I'm your host, Phil McKinney. This is a show about innovation, creativity, and design. In this week's episode, we've just spent, you know, the three quarters of the show with Jack Bonneau from Jack Stands. A 10-year-old entrepreneur who basically started off with the desire to raise $450 so he could buy a Lego Mindstorm game that he wanted. His dad said, yeah, that's great, but you got to earn the money. And so through that whole process, set up a lemonade stand that now has blossomed into six stands, coordinating kids to staff the stand, now expanding outside the state of Colorado. So I don't know about you, but I was inspired. At 8, 9, 10 years old, I wasn't doing that. But what we're seeing here is really this whole need to really spark or find that spark within the youth. The marketplace, the economy is changing. We're coming off of historically what I refer to as the information or knowledge economy. But now we're moving into the creative or innovation economy. It's no longer what you can do with your hands. It's the ideas that you can come up with that turn into something big and something significant. Now, Jack shared that his mission and his objective was really to give kids today the opportunity to have an entrepreneurial experience, running their stand, understanding profit and loss, understanding, you know, the whole process of setting it up, you know, insurance, permitting, the whole complexity problem of getting something up out of the dirt. And I don't know about, you know, anybody listening to this that's got an idea rattling around your head and you've listened to Jack's story, what's your excuse? Why aren't you out there doing and executing your idea? If a 10-year-old can get out there and do it, yeah, he's got the help of his parents, but to have the motivation, and you heard him and his passion and his interest, and long term, he actually sees Jack Stands as being something that he's looking to do on a long-term basis. This isn't just a little summer job thing for him. But we also need to think about, you know, not just having these kids like Jack. And Jack shared that he's even got now what he calls Jack Marketplace, where he actually sells the goods and services of other young entrepreneurs. But all of us can take a role in inspiring kids today in giving them the skill sets and the recognition and the encouragement at a time in their life that can be foundational for their long-term success. I've had a chance to spend a fairly significant amount of time and have become friends with Dean Kamen. Dean is the inventor of the Segway. He's the inventor of peritoneal dialysis machines and hemodialysis and, helicopters. He's designed and now he's selling these absolutely phenomenal helicopters, not drones, real-size helicopters. Dean is basically the closest thing to Edison that we have today. He runs DECA Research. But Dean also was frustrated with the fact that kids in school, particularly in high school, the kids on the football team were more popular than the nerds, the geeks, the kids that were working on new and interesting things. And he set about to change that. And he created a competition called First Robotics. I'm a big believer in First Robotics. My wife and I actually sponsor a First Robotics team out of Indianapolis, where our niece happens to be a student in that high school. And it's a competition that where the kids have to create a robot to solve a problem. So they learn problem solving, they learn technical skills, building skills, teamwork, competitions, the stress of getting something done onto a schedule because you have to have it done before the competition starts. And I've just seen First Robotics just be unbelievably inspirational to these kids. Now, I just recently came back from Warsaw, Poland. I was there for my day job, but got to spend some time on Wednesday with Coder Dojo in Warsaw, Poland. Coder Dojo is an organization that is teaching kids how to code. Coder Dojo started in Ireland. It's now spreading out to countries all over. And we had a chance, Kim McNicholas and I had a chance to spend some time with these kids at Coder Dojo in Warsaw. They actually came and brought, I don't know, it's got to be 25 of these kids to this event that I was at. And they spent the day there actually working on their projects. Kim and I did a Facebook Live video. You can go over to my fan page. I'll put a link specifically to that in the show notes today. And we actually walked around and interviewed these kids. You can see these projects, everything from computer gaming to robotics, vision recognition. These three boys were working on augmented reality. It was unbelievable. 2D drawings flat of monsters that in the AR world actually come together and actually compete and battle against each other. We had a music systems being developed by these kids. Very, very inspirational. For me, it's the creativity of these kids that are going to set the future direction. We're moving into this creative economy. We need to think about the changes we need in the K-12 education, not here in the U.S., but on a global basis. Because in the past, you know, you won by having either large established economies or large buyers. The winners in the future economy are those countries that figure out how to spark the ideas, how to create those next innovations. And there is no clear path to who's going to be the winner. In the previous economy, there were inventors or creators, and there were makers. Makers were low-cost manufacturing countries. Creators were the ones that were doing maybe design or the hardware or whatever. In this case, in the creative economy, every country has a fair shot at who is going to become the leader in this case. So we need to take that bull by the horns, think about K-12 education, think about how we spark the creativity of our own kids, or in my case, my grandkids. What is it that we need really to change and transform this future? So you've got to hear me rant on this for a while. There's a whole series of both previous shows over at Kill Innovations, and there's a whole series of blog posts over at Phil McKinney on what I call creative kids, and really using that as an inspiration for thinking about how do you spark that within your own kids. So with that, we're going to wrap up today's show. Greatly appreciate you sticking with us. Hope you enjoyed the interview with Jack. Don't go anywhere. We're going to be back next week with another live show, and we'll share with you. Go over and check out the show notes, innovations.com. Don't forget, subscribe over at iTunes. Leave us a rating on iTunes. That is very, very important for us. It helps us increase the ratings and get more visibility. So with that, we'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. BizTalkRadio.com.